Hello and welcome into the KE Report. I'm Chad Markwich, your host, and I'm chatting today with Spencer Cole, Chief Investment Officer of Vox Royalty Corp., traded on the TSXV under the symbol VOX, and traded on the OTCQX under the symbol VOXCF. Well, Spencer, it's always great to have you on the show and get an update on what Vox is working on. You put out a press release today that mentions a couple of key partner updates. And one of the ones that we can kind of kick things off with is the Sagulola mine is now in commercial production. That is Thor Explorations. We've had Segun on the show a few times unpacking their move into commercial production. But I'd love you to spend a few minutes on what that means to Vox and how that helps with the revenues that are coming in.
Absolutely, Chad, and it's a pleasure to be with you again today. Some of your listeners may recall from some of our previous discussions that Vox is at a really exciting stage right now where we're experiencing exponential growth in the number of our producing royalties and also exponential growth in terms of our revenue as those new royalties come online. So Sagulola, as you mentioned, has just achieved a commercial production milestone, which most listeners would be aware is a critical milestone for any large-scale mining project. So full credit to the team at Thor Explorations in achieving that milestone. Not an easy job building the first gold mine in Nigeria's history during COVID. Always difficult to get construction materials out to any site. But the important factor on this milestone for Vox and Vox shareholders is Sagulola is a key growth asset and will be a key revenue contributor for us over the coming 24 and 36 months. So the achievement of commercial production is really going to support our revenue for the remainder of this year and you know, set us up well into 2022.
Okay, and another project update that is part of that news release is the Pitombierus PEA stage feasibility study is now expected in Q4 of this year. So they're going from the PEA stage to the feasibility study, which is a nice step in development and a nice milestone for the company. Walk us through how this royalty, your 1% royalty, fits into the overall picture and what you expect from that moving forward.
Absolutely. So Pitombierus is a really interesting royalty. It's a ferrovanadium, so vanadium and iron ore project in Brazil. I think one of the most exciting things about this project, Shad, is that this project's been fast-tracked from first discovery to the cusp, being on the cusp of feasibility, so essentially ready for construction, in less than 3 years. Now, to put that into perspective, most mining projects take between 6 to 10 years to achieve that same level of development. So this is a project that is absolutely in the fast lane, moving rapidly towards production and first royalty revenue for our shareholders. So the update that the operator Jangard has just released we've shared to the market today is that they're going to be releasing their feasibility study in this quarter, in the fourth quarter of this year, and we expect they're likely to fast track this project into production in the first half of next year. So Vox shareholders can look forward to getting royalty revenue from this royalty as early as next year, and then, you know, from an asset that we paid less than $50,000 for this royalty, you know, we expect to make, you know, over 20 times our money on that investment in the space of just a couple of years.
Well, that's a pretty solid return on investment. So hats off to your team for finding it. And then just as a reminder, when that does come into production, let's say it's later next year or worst case scenario, beginning of 2023, how many producing assets will that be for the company?
So assuming Pitombierus commences production, call it middle of 2022, we expect to be at about 7 producing royalty properties at that point in time. And then that puts us on growth, on track to be, you know, to have over 10 producing royalties by the end of 2023. And that's just based on what's in the portfolio today, Chad. That's not assuming any further acquisitions. That's just based on our current portfolio of 54 royalties. So pretty exciting organic growth in the number of producing royalty assets that we have.
Well, and since that royalty we just discussed was a bit different, being vanadium and iron ore, just to remind people the composition of the royalties, because your focus is really still on precious metals, but you do have a couple of unique royalties. So just walk us through what the balance of the different commodities in your royalty basket are.
Absolutely. So Vox is a 70% precious metals weighted royalty company. So, you know, that's largely gold, and then to a lesser extent, silver and platinum group metals. But the other 30% of our commodity basket is truly opportunistic. So where we see a, you know, a really attractively priced base metal royalty, such as a copper or a nickel royalty, you know, we'll absolutely acquire it. Or also where we see a really interesting battery metals royalty, such as like a vanadium royalty, you know, that we think presents quite attractive risk-adjusted returns on capital for our investors, you know, we'll also bring that into the portfolio. So at a high level, about 70% precious metals, about 20% base metals and battery metals, and then about 10% iron ore.
And then you guys also have that unique relationship with electric royalties, where if you feel like it's something that isn't going to get full value in your royalty portfolio, you also have that partnership with them where you can always spin off some of the battery metals into electric royalties. So it gives you guys some different options as far as how you want to grow. And the big news is that whatever it is, you want it to be accretive for investors, and you've done a good job of that. As we move on, there's in these partner updates, there's a couple different companies that have put out some drilling updates and some exploration updates. But the one that jumps out to me is the Ashburton high-grade drilling results they put out. You have a 1.75% gross revenue royalty, and that's Kalamazoo, that's the operator. Why don't you walk us through what they're doing there as far as their exploration and how that could be significant as that project moves down the development pipeline?
Absolutely, Shad. So Ashburton, for listeners' benefit, is a advanced exploration project in Western Australia. The project hosts a gold resource, which is 1.65 million ounces of gold in the ground. That's 100% covered by our royalty. And importantly, management has put out an exploration target that they think this project could grow to between 2 to 3 million ounces of gold. So this update that we've shared with the market from the operator Kalamazoo, this is the largest drilling program on this project in the last 10 years. So it's a 15,000 meter program that's just been completed, and there's been some fantastic high grade drilling intersections. And I guess the most important factor out of that is this drilling has confirmed that the project strike length, so I guess the length of, you know, the mineralized sort of envelope that they think could potentially be mineable down the track, has expanded to 2.5 kilometers long, which would make it, you know, an extremely large potential open pit potential development. So I guess the key things to watch on this asset over the coming quarters and years, there's a development study that Kalamazoo is progressing at the moment. So they're looking at the potential feasibility of this project as a 100,000 ounce potential operation. And so over the coming quarters, we expect to see further drilling, the resource increasing in size, you know, towards that 2 to 3 million ounce exploration target from management, and then, you know, really exciting results from a development study looking at how this will potentially shape up as a mine. So this asset has potential to be, you know, a sort of multi-decade mine life royalty for Vox shareholders that could have the potential, if assuming it was a 100,000 ounce operation, could do a couple of million dollars a year, sort of $3 to $5 million a year in annual royalty revenues, subject to obviously what comes out of the development study.
Well, it will be exciting to keep following along as they move that project down the road, and those long life assets like that, that could be really generational assets to keep paying, are one of the benefits of a royalty company, in that they get all this exploration upside and they get the expansion and the mine life expansion without having to put any more money into the project. There's a couple other company updates here on drilling and expansion, and maybe you could just spend a second and just talk about, from a high level, one of the benefits of a royalty company for those investors that are still considering it is you're getting all this exploration upside, you're getting the development work. If a larger producer comes in and takes over a project, you're getting the upgrade to the operator. You know, what are some of the benefits you see as to the royalty model, and why did you guys pick this sector to be a part of?
Absolutely, Shad. So look, what I might do is I actually might go back to a conversation I had last year with four of my brothers and sisters who are now loyal Vox shareholders. They said to me, Spencer, what the hell is a royalty company, and why should we give you our life savings for this company called Vox, you know, as you go public in Canada? And look, what I said to my siblings and what I say to all of our investors is, if you want all of the upsides that the mining sector has to offer, so making really exciting discoveries, having cash flow from operating mines, you know, being exposed to gold prices and other commodity prices when they go up, being exposed to when mining companies expand production, if you want all of that upside, you know, that ultimately translates into revenue growth and, you know, potentially down the track, dividends to shareholders or also capital growth. But if you don't necessarily want the downsides or risks that a lot of single asset mining companies offer you, you know, such as cost inflation, both from a capital and operating cost perspective, or also, you know, the risks inherent in just having one operating mine. You know, as I mentioned, we've got 5 producing royalties that's growing to 10 producing royalties. If you don't want all your eggs in one basket with one mining asset, then a royalty company offers you all of that upside without any of the that downside that I mentioned that a single asset mining company would offer you. So, you know, that's why over the last 10 to 20 years, royalty companies have outperformed every single commodity-based asset, whether it's mining companies, the physical metal, or any sort of equity-based indice. Royalty companies have consistently outperformed all those other commodity-based investments by a factor of, you know, 200 to 300%. So that's, I guess, in a nutshell, what you get from a royalty company. And, you know, we've got the benefit where we've been building Vox over the last 8 years up until this point where, you know, we've created so much option value and we've got 54 royalties in the portfolio that are all being aggressively moved forward. So investors get a huge amount of upside as our revenue continues to expand, but the diversification of 54 separate mining projects so that, you know, even if one mining project had operational challenges, you've still got 53 other projects to fall back on.
We'll wrap it up there, but it's very nice to see the diversification that royalty companies have, the ability to spread your capital over producing projects, and then that way it levels off some of the noise over time, because if one project struggles for a quarter, the other projects pick it up. And like in Vox's case, if you guys are going from 5 producing assets to 10 producing assets over the next short period of time, it gives investors a nice window to see those revenues increase. So it's a great way to play the precious metal space and the battery metal space and the base metal space. And the key is having a good management team that can put together and structure good deals and build that value for shareholders. And Vox has done an excellent job of that. We appreciate you spending some time with us, Spencer. Hopefully your brothers and sisters are happy investors now. I know that I'm a happy shareholder, in full disclosure. And we appreciate you coming on the KE Report and updating our audience.
Thanks so much for your time, Chad. It's a pleasure to chat with you and to share more about Vox with your listeners. And hope you have a wonderful week.